This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
And good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on the phone. I have Ginny Swarthout from the Spencerport Canal Day. She is the director. Good morning, Ginny.
Well, good morning, Ed. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you? I know we're getting down to the wire here. Canal Day is coming up next weekend already.
It definitely is. But we're doing okay. We've got all volunteers that are producing Canal Days. And really, the original goal 40 years ago was for Canal Days to help the greater Rochester area see what Spencerport and the town of Ogden have to offer. And we want people to see what we have, and we want to encourage them to return to enjoy what we've offered during the year. We've got excellent family restaurants, we've got friendly businesses with great customer service, and we've got exceptional service businesses as well. And we just want people to discover that and come see our quaint village.
Well, congratulations. I mean, 40 years of doing anything, especially an event, you know, through COVID and all the other stuff we've been through the last few years, is pretty incredible that you guys are still rocking and rolling and able to do so. And it sounds like a lot of that energy and passion comes from your team of volunteers.
That's absolutely true. Most are Spencerport or Ogden residents, but there are even some that are from the outside villages that come to help us as well.
How many, Jane, do you know roughly how many volunteers step up to help out?
Well, if we're talking the whole event, we're somewhere between probably 50 and 75 people.
Wow.
Some only give an hour, some give half a day. The committee members, we meet at least 10 times a year for meetings, and throughout the year we're working with each other. We're really like a family.
Sure, you're spending all that time together, but you're doing it for a good cause, like you said, to draw attention on one of the gems that we have here in Rochester, in the Rochester area, I should say, is the Erie Canal. And, you know, we've got so many cute towns and villages, including Spencerport, right on that canal. And what a cool thing to showcase.
Absolutely. So we do that with our Canaligator race. Now, everybody's heard about a duck race, but not many people have heard about a Canaligator race. And what we have is little rubber Canaligators numbered on the bottom. You buy a ticket, $5 or five for $20. And you have the chance to win some really super prizes. When I say super, prizes like Tops and Wegmans. For each one of those, there we have a $500 gift card, a $300 gift card, and a $200 gift card. Now, who wouldn't want to win one of those?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you can buy a decent amount of groceries. Treat yourself over there at Tops or Wegmans. Yeah.
Absolutely. And on top of that, we've got Jiva Theater tickets. We've got Rochester Museum and Science Center family fun packets. We've got gift cards for Spencerport businesses. And we even have a wine basket that we're giving away as a prize from our tasting tent.
How do folks, if they're hearing this and they're like, okay, I've never heard of a Canaligator race before, but I want to do this, how do they get tickets for that?
Well, they come to the event either July 29th or 30th, and they buy a ticket at the information booth. And I probably forgot to say, but that's right on the Erie Canal, so it's a lot of fun to watch that race. But I must caution them, they have to buy their ticket by 3 p.m. on Sunday, because that's when the sales stop, so that the committee can organize the gators, get them in the water, and have the race at 4:30 on Sunday.
And roughly how many in years past have you guys had actual canal gators going down the canal?
Close to 1,000.
Oh my gosh, Jenny, you're kidding me. Wow.
It's a wonderful thing, because the proceeds from that particular race, all of the proceeds are given to an organization or organizations that the committee chooses. This year, it's for our Aurora House, which is a comfort house here in Spencerport.
And they do great work. I know, I believe my counterparts here at the station have spoken to folks from there before. Are they helping out families when it's, you know, can be really a dire moment in their situation, for sure?
Absolutely.
So there you go. Have some fun. You might win a gift card to Wegmans or Tops or tickets for the RMSC. And you get to do this canal alligator race, which is next Sunday, the 30th, at 4:30. But I got to grab those tickets by 3 p.m. next Sunday. So, okay, Jenny, canal days are next weekend. What's new this year? You know, we're back from COVID and everything. You guys are going full bore on this. What can people expect as far as any new food vendors there, entertainment stuff?
We have new food vendors. We have new excellent entertainment. We have over 90 arts and crafts booths, and these crafters, they're outstanding. It's going to be difficult to decide, what do I buy? But we also, again this year, will have our children's activity tent. And in there, the kids can make a variety of crafts. Some are free. Some have a nominal fee. But we have added a free puppet show this year on Sunday. 12 will be one show, and 2 will be the second show. And on top of that, we've added something that not only for young and old, it's gem mining. And people may or may not have heard of this, but what happens is you get a bag of gems or stones or whatever that you can sift through this water trough that's there, and in the end, you're going to find some colorful gems and stones. You purchase the bag, you sift it through the water, and you discover the treasures you have purchased.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I've never heard of that before, but what a cool thing to do.
Well, it's something new and different, and I think it's going to be very popular.
I think so, too. I could see my son. I've got an almost 3-year-old. He would be fascinated watching it turn color like that.
Yes, he would.
Free family fun activities like that all weekend long at Canal Days. Again, I am talking with Ginny. She is the director of the Spencerport Canal Days coming up next weekend over in the village of Spencerport. Ginny, I'm wondering too, so got a family that's listening right now and they're wondering, okay, we want to go to Canal Days. What is the situation with parking? Because, you know, we come with strollers and bags and all sorts of gear now that we've got a 3-year-old.
Well, not to worry. What you should do is you should go to our Spencerport High School, and that's on Lyle, and there you will find shuttle buses. We have a handicapped, which would definitely accommodate the strollers and so on, or wheelchairs, or whatever the handicap might be, and we also have regular buses. They run, I'd say, every 15 to 20 minutes. They will drop you off downtown. Or if you want to go to the car show on Sunday, they'll take you over to the Ferris Goodrich Legion, where the car show is going to be happening. And then when you're ready to leave there or when you're ready to leave downtown, there's a bus that picks you back up and takes you back to your car at the high school.
Oh, super easy and convenient. Yeah. And Jenny, you mentioned the car show. Got my muscle car guys that are all excited, you know, to get their hot rods out and everything. Can you tell me more? Are they still accepting entries into the car show?
Yes, they are. They will be accepting entries. Early registration, I believe, will end on Monday. But even the day of, if that's when you make up your mind, you can drive to the Ferris Goodrich American Legion. They will be accepting registrations at that time. So not to worry if you've not made your mind up. You still have time.
And that is next Sunday, the 30th, is when the car show is, right?
That is correct, yes.
Just so everybody knows, so that the hours for Canal Days are next Saturday and Sunday?
10 to 5.
All right, Jenny, not to put you on the spot here, but, you know, you're a Spencerport person. You've been there for a long time. You own a business in Spencerport. So if you were going to tell somebody, what's one thing they've got to try food-wise or at the Canal Days, what's one thing you have to do?
Oh, Ed, you're making this difficult because everything we have in Spencerport is it. If you choose our restaurants that are here year-round, they're all family-owned, and they're all with great customer service, and you would not be disappointed at all. As far as the food booths go, there's a food trucks, wonderful variety of menus, something for everyone. So it would be tough for me to point one out. I would just suggest come and you decide.
Oh, okay. Or maybe do a little grazing, you know, go to multiple places, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but that's one of the things I love about Spencerport. I don't live there, but I've come there many times for business and to see friends and the like. And it is almost what you'd call like a quintessential American village. You know, you've got the canal going through, you got the main street with just tons of great local businesses, like you said, that are owned by Ma and Pa, people that are right there like yourself in the village that give incredible customer service, which I love to see.
Well, we're really proud of our village, and our businesses are proud of it, and they do well, and it has to be because of how they treat their customers.
And Ginny, talking about a sense of community, is it right that some of the food stands or food booths that folks will see there are actually run by nonprofits?
You are absolutely correct, Ed. We will have the Rotary on site selling they sell sausages and peppers and onions, and Kiwanis will be there. They sell hot dogs, and they're both very popular foods, and they do quite well. But all of their proceeds, just like Canal Days, goes right back into the community and for others.
Okay, Ginny, so we're talking about food, and I see a note here about a tasting tent. What's that all about?
Well, previously, we always had wineries, and so we called it a wine tent.
Mm-hmm.
But the last couple years, we've discovered that people want something besides wine or in place of wine. So the committee has done their research, done their homework, and they have been able to have distilleries join us. And this year, we've got a meaderary this year. Now, I didn't have any idea of what that was. But they told me a mead is an alcoholic beverage that's created by fermenting honey with water and sometimes with various fruits, spices, or hops. Now, I think that might be interesting to give a whirl.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'd love to try. I've never had a mead before, but you're right. I mean, the growth of cider houses and all sorts of different things like mead, like you're saying, in our area, it's really just popped up like crazy in the last few years.
Yes, it has.
Folks can find that at the tasting tent.
Correct.
I'm wondering too, Ginny, you had mentioned earlier that you have all sorts of volunteers helping out. Are you still looking for help this late in the game?
We're pretty much set this late in the game, but our question that we've been asking, we had to ask last year, now we're going to ask it again. Can Canal Days continue? And if it can, then we need somewheres between those 50 and 75 volunteers. Many of them that volunteer this year will re-up for next year, but many of them won't. And so, as I said in the beginning, we've got jobs that take 1 hour. We've got jobs that take a half a day. We've got jobs that take all day. And we'll take whatever people have to offer. And the bonus is, we always put on a volunteer dinner, and this is really a lot of fun. We really like to recognize and thank our volunteers for helping us out. And you don't just take things, you give things back, and that's been our philosophy. So the way we give back to our volunteers is we have them come to a sit-down thank-you dinner.
I love it. What a great sense of community and coming together. And I have the feeling, Ginny, that you know, folks that come in, maybe they haven't volunteered with Canal Days before, but they do it and they become friends with the other people.
Correct. That is the way it works.
Yeah, so if somebody is interested in becoming maybe a volunteer for next year or getting involved, just go to your website, or what's the best way to do so?
Yes, it's going to be up on the website, but if they're at the Canal Days, the information booth, because they will have the paperwork there that you can fill out, and then that's the way we'll know how to contact you.
Gotcha. And if they do forget, it is SpencerportCanalDays.com. But check out that info booth at the actual event as well. And Ginny, you guys work so hard to put this on, you know, folks coming together. What do you guys do with the proceeds afterwards? I think you guys do incredible things on the front side, being able to take on a big event like this. But what do you do with the proceeds afterwards?
We give to nonprofits and organizations that need funds that they maybe don't have available to them. And we search them out, and we then give the proceeds. None of us are paid. None of us want to be paid. We are all volunteers just loving our community.
And so you're saying the committee that puts on Canal Days will select various local nonprofits to then donate whatever money is left as a proceed to them?
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. And could you give us an example of one that you've supported in the past?
Well, what comes to mind is a Canaligator race has given to our economical food shelf, and they've given to Aurora House before. The tasting tent has given to our special police because they're not funded by our taxpayers. They are an independent agency, but they need money. Things like bulletproof vests and tourniquet kits, a lot of things that they need. And through the years, we've funded that. We've also given to the town of Ogden. We've had an Eagle Scout, in fact, put together covered picnic tables that are in the splash area. We have one of the lodges at our park is the Canal Days Lodge because we funded the building of that.
Oh, my gosh. How wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've bought benches that are along the canal for the public to use. We've done a variety of things for the community. Bicycle racks, as a matter of fact. We've provided some of those.
And that's what's wonderful about this, right? So you go to Canal Days, you enjoy, you know, maybe a tasting in the tasting tent, or you buy a Canaligator to race in the canal, and then that money then goes right back into the community to improve it and enhance it and make it even better than what it already is.
We believe that's the right thing to do.
It doesn't just take the volunteers. You mentioned to me off the air that you guys really appreciate the village and some of the municipal workers that help you guys get this big event off the ground.
That is correct. And without them, we would not look like the village that we are. But they really care, and they really do a great deal for us. Simple things like sweeping the streets. Now, who thinks about that? Garbage at the end of the event, at the end of the day on Saturday and the end of the event, they make sure those dumpsters are dumped so that we have room for the next day for what needs to be. They're just wonderful to us. I can't say enough good things about them. And those village workers love our village as much as we do.
And that's a beautiful thing, you know, because you take pride in what you do. And you can see that, you know. Again, Spencer Port, a great example of what I call a gem of what we have here in the Rochester area, the cute village that is well-kept, and it's just, you don't find it. You know, you go to, you know, other cities and areas along the thruway, you don't see it like you do here in Rochester. So we're lucky to have a place like Spencer Port. And Spencer Port Canal Day is coming up next Saturday and Sunday, the 29th and 30th. We'd love for you to go out and check it out. And of course, if you're interested in volunteering, you can get in touch with Jenny, information booth at the event, or on their website, SpencerPortCanalDays.com. Jenny, thanks for joining me this morning.
Well, Ed, thank you for having us, and we really appreciate your trying to help us spread the word about our wonderful village.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 102.7 WLGC, DJRO Broadcasting.